This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Just coming off of the 4th Constitutional Convention high, if you will, and will I have withdrawal syndrome this morning? I don't think so. I've got Agenda 21 Radio coffee. Man-style coffee. And for you women who like man-style coffee, enjoy it. It is bold. It is brisk. It is marvelous. And it sure keeps me going. We've just started to brew pot deux. En français, en anglais. Number two. The second pot, in other words. It's going to be coursing through my veins and, well, just at the next break, actually. We're going to get some real man-style coffee down me. Some more real estate. I know, we don't need any more, right? Because we'll get ourselves into trouble in radio land today. Not really, but there's a lot of other people that are seriously having problems. It's kind of interesting to sit around in a studio and pontificate, isn't it? Everybody thinks it's really easy. And, you know, I got to tell you, radio is not as easy as you think. It isn't. I know that it's not, but we struggle through it. But it does have its purposes. There's no question about it. Anyway, so if you want to get a hold of me by email, you can do so, paul at a21r.com. And for whatever reason, we did not have a Sunday slam for the last 2 weeks. And my apologies on that. I just, you know, you wake up and you go, oh, didn't do a Sunday slam. Well, you didn't do it last week either, moron. Ah! So I woke up thinking, oh, the Sunday slam, I didn't do it. So we will be doing the Sunday slam. But I do want to tell you that I got slammed on Sunday. That's the whole point. I was still slammed, and I would just happen to go to open up the emails at the beginning of, when I woke up this morning. and we came in the studio, turned on the lights, powered up the system, zzz, the things just started to hum, and I opened up the emails, and I said, oh, my God, several dozen emails. So what have I been missing? This is last Sunday. It was kind of interesting, a lot of things, a lot of people concerned about Oroville Dam and so on. But so it's like, where are you? I'm sorry, I was not present. Anyway, so we will be doing the Sunday Slam this Sunday. I neglected all of you, and we'll be straightening that one out. Anyway, we are on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio, the largest talk radio hosting system, if you will, Red State Talk Radio, in the world for talk radio, 36 hours of continuous live talk every single day. Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? How do you get 36 hours worth in 24 hours of the day? You have two channels. Get it? There's two channels. We have A channel and B channel. We have the Encore channel. So that is what we're doing right now, is we're broadcasting live and from the left coast, but it actually goes to the right coast. It gets broadcast out of Washington, D.C. That's how it works. We're also partnering with the Epoch Times. So if you want to know if we pull out stories and have commentary and guests and so on from the Epoch Times, you're absolutely correct. We do. And we are certainly very, very happy with that relationship. And, of course, Epoch Times is really a stellar paper. It really has some great articles and really, really proud to be associated with them. Okay, so we got a lot of things going on. We'll be talking about the Oroville Dam. Actually, also in the third hour, grievance number 69. Are you ready for that? Grievance number 69. Now, it's kind of interesting. At the convention, I made note to everybody that we in the New California State Movement have been, well, at that time, it was 68 grievances, 68 weeks of grievances. Now, the original colonies had 27 grievances embedded in the Declaration of Independence, but we're New Californians, and we've expanded our reach. So we're going to do 95 grievances. And right now, today is grievance number 69. So that, imagine that. We've been doing this on Thursdays at 11 o'clock, or sometimes there's some variants of that. And you can find out from the website where you can get a hold of people or go and view them. But the interesting thing is that these grievances are certainly having an impact. Now, we declare in all of our grievances that we pray that the President of the United States declare California in a state of insurrection and exercise his authority under the Insurrection Act. And, of course, what happened last week? Daily Caller. The President is contemplating. Now, this is after 68 weeks of grievances. 68 weeks of grievances. All of a sudden, doink, the word insurrection pops up. And the President is actually considering declaring a state of insurrection in the United States based upon, are you ready for this? Well, the immigration issue. Oh, it's because it's having such a detrimental impact to our communities. You know, that's the thing. It's having such a detrimental impact upon our communities because we're being flooded with illegal foreign nationals. And flooded. And so, anyway, we are watching that very carefully, whether or not that's actually going to come. But, you know, it's interesting that he has now picked that jargon up, and he's using it. I mean, I don't know what else to I think he's thinking he can't do anything as his president in regards to our borders being invaded because it's been systematically laid out in front of him before he got here, that the laws were all amended, adjusted, and so on in Congress, that there was no way that he could actually exercise his authority. And you have corrupt judges, of course, judges that go along with, quote, the program, deeply embedded. See, this is how you break down a civil society, is get to the judges. Then you get to the legislature. Of course, California is a classic example of monoparty system, monoparty a governor with a monoparty judiciary. All three branches have been infiltrated, and basically you have a dictatorship. That's what it is. Not even basic, not even fundamental. It is a dictatorship in California. And taxes, of course, are becoming very important in California since everybody's looking at $5 plus per gallon of gas now We're all staring that one down. Brought to you by Jerry Brown and the monoparty legislature passing the gas tax, right? That was that whole thing where they recalled a assemblyman down in Southern California. Maybe you might not know that. But the guy who swung to the other side. Now, we have the same sort of thing going on right now with Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that. I'm looking at the clock. When we come back, we're going to talk about the issues going on with Donald Trump being faced now by a turncoat Republican who says, he should be impeached. Right. Okay. And then the investigations into the president's, you know, business affair. Oh, I know. It's the inauguration. The Southern District of New York, of course, can't let it go. They've got to investigate him about the inauguration committee. Okay. So they're going after the inauguration committee. I mean, there's payola, there's this, there's that. Really? Yeah. And all along, Crazy Joe Biden is running for president. Boy, I just can't wait until, if he wins the nomination, there's very big trouble. Anyway, we're also going to talk a little bit about the monoparty system and the monoparty, are you ready for this now, media. I mean, why not? We have a monoparty system in California, replete with monoparty media. Actually, I got to say that much of the media in California is not as monoparty as you might think. But their outreach beyond monopartyism is not there. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. a21r.com. Okay, it's kind of interesting to see how everybody is playing out with all the people running for office, right? Really is. I mean, how many people now? You got the circus going on over there. Three-ring circus. With 20-some. Remember what I said yesterday, though? You know, I brought this up yesterday, Agenda 21 Radio, one of the first ones out of the chute with this. Oh, hello. You've got, I'm chiding somebody who was picking up from my stores. You know, when you realize that sometimes when you're doing your show and other people are taking your stuff after you say it, and that's okay. It's all available. I don't have a problem with that. It's nice to see it spread like butter, hot butter, as they say. A hot knife through warm butter. It's nice to see that. But anyway, the situation with the three-ring circus that's going on with the Democrats, monoparty system, that's really what they are. They're a monoparty system on the Democratic side now. And, you know, what you don't want is leakers. Leakers. Those that come out and basically that are Republicans, and squirt over to the Democratic side, right? Because they're ignorant morons, or they're plants, and they've been there all along waiting to, bink, pop out. This is how deliberate this is. Right? This is no joke. And so you do have some of that going on right now on the Republican side. I'm not going to mention the guy's name. A member of the House of Representatives who's come out against Donald Trump and says that, you know, there's plenty of stuff in the Mueller report to say that he should be impeached, the president. Right, right, okay, right. We got that one, right? And, of course, there's not, and this guy is considered to be a moron amongst morons. He's a Republican, and he's leaning with the other morons in the monoparty systems. The monoparty moronic system. See, we could just go on with the M&Ms, right? But anyway, this guy is playing by a different set of rules, as you know. He's sort of a guy. They say he's libertarian. So therefore, see, if you're a libertarian, then you can say anything you want, right? Now, and I'm not saying you need to stand with the party line. What I'm saying is, if you're of anybody of any kind of stature at all in any of these positions, you don't be needing to stand with a, quote, monoparty system. Okay? I mean, you jump into a system where you don't want freedom of expression. You know, none of the freedoms that we have for our Constitution applies to that group of folks because they're all socialist totalitarians. And that's really what this is. This is the attempt by the socialist totalitarians to take over this country. And it's failed miserably. Now, it's failed miserably in the face of President Barack Hussein Obama. See, I think where they really blew it, I've said this before. When you want to take over the United States of America, what you should have done is had the woman first, then you can have a man of color second. Now, what does that mean by that? Where am I going? Okay, think about this. 2008, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were the top front runners. They weren't really top front runners. It was Hillary Clinton, and Obama was kind of way back there. But all of a sudden, this Obama guy starts to surge. And then there was these backdoor, you know, the cigar smoke choke filled rooms, you know, negotiations that went on. All of a sudden, who's going to emerge as the candidate? Barack Obama. To Hillary Clinton's being absolutely ticked off beyond all recognition in her own party, right? So anyway, they chose Barack Obama, the groomed one, as we would call him, from Chicago, right, right, in Punahou, Hawaii. In Indonesia, oh, we're not supposed to mention that, right? Where was he born anyway? You birthers out there. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. As we start to peel back the onions of this last administration, which needs to be peeled back for clarity. Now, some of the laws and stuff won't apply to them because it's well past, you know, to some, it might be well past their statute of limitations. That might be a problem. But anyway, so they select him and not her. And I think that was a big mistake. Had they selected her and we'd had 8 years of Hillary, we would have taken Obama and probably put him in office, even 4 years of Hillary. I mean, that's what we would do. See, they played the race card too soon. And this is why I say these people always overplay their hand. This is the downfall of these people, is they always overplay their hand, which is exactly what they did there. They overplayed their hand. They put him rather than her first. See those chauvinists in the Democratic Party? Those chauvinists, they took a man over a woman. Shocking. Shocking. Aren't you shocked by that? Well, you know, for the slave traders, that's not shocking, right? The people who deal in trafficking in human flesh and slavery, that should not be a shock to anybody that they do such a thing. So anyway, they should have selected Hillary first and Obama second. And they'd be well on their way to destroying and dismantling this country. I'm telling you, that's the way it should have played. But they overplayed their hands. They said, "Don't we want the dark-skinned fella, the male, to be the candidate." And they chose him. And look what happened. My God, this guy was just terrible. And he brought to light the whole thing about socialism, totalitarianism, to home, to roost. To quote a very unfamous pastor, right? So those chickens have come home to roost now, big time. The rooster is in the house, or the roosters. That's to my good friend Reed out there. I know he's listening. He's taking care of my chicken eggs, by the way. I bet you didn't know. I'm a proud purveyor of chickens because they lay great eggs. Anyway, so now all of a sudden we've got this thing going, where am I going? It's that pot of coffee, I'm telling you. Anyway, so now you've got this situation, a big conundrum for the Democrats. They've lost control. And who's in charge? Who's going to make them pay? Who's going to make them pay now? I mean, really, they got to pay for what they did, don't you think? Are we going to let them walk? Dine and dash, so to speak. They need to pay, and they're going to be made to pay. And who's there? Who's there to make them pay but Bill Barr? Hey, they got to pay the Barr bill. That's real simple. And Bill Barr, they overplayed their hands. They screwed up. They thought they could dig Donald Trump. They thought they could be dictators forever. No. And the American people, primarily from the Midwest, those flyover country places, the Rust Belt, which they thought, oh, we got those people down on the plantation. Well, they stepped out of the plantation. They stepped off the plantation, I should say. And they voted Trump in. And they did so with the Electoral College. Because one of the things that, you see, the safety net for corruption of a corrupt voting system has been our Electoral College. A lot of people don't understand how that works. But it has been the safety net for our republic. And it worked quite well. You know, the landslide was on the Trump side. Because he didn't ignore people. He went after people that, it didn't matter what party they were in, what race they were, what gender, or nothing. He wanted to represent them, and he made the case, and he won. And that was a big shock to the Democrats, who thought, oh, we've got everybody on the plantation, and they're going to vote our way. We're just not going to concern ourselves with those people, see, because they're ours. We own them. Yes, Master, you own us. Well, yes, Master, you don't own us, and you never will. We're Americans. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. New Gallup poll. Now, it's hard to trust Gallup. But this is right now on Drudge, Kim, flashing across the screen, flashing. Gallup, 4 in 10 Americans embrace socialism. Let's take the deep dive on that one. because what are we talking about in the last couple of segments, right? Let's see, 4 in 10 Americans embrace socialism. Okay. Well, let's see about that. This is from the Gallup people. I do everything in black and white these days. 4 in 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism. Some form of socialism. Come on. And I think if you came out with, do you embrace socialism generally across, just as a statement, you may be 2 in 10, which that's not a good number, but we can work on that. But some form of it, just by the sheer nature of numbers, there's going to be some form of socialism. It's when socialism becomes the dominant theme overall that's a big problem, or a pronounced theme because it grows, right? I mean, so let's have this discussion because we're doing all sorts of socialist things, and we'll see what we come away with here. So this is from Gallup, a new poll out, apparently. It's got to be brand spanking new. Spank your poll. That's really what we're talking about here. So this is Gallup, just came out. Muhammad Yunus is the author. Muhammad Yunus. Just thought I'd say that. It says 43% of Americans say socialism would be a good thing for the country. Oh, okay. Thank you, Muhammad. 51% believe socialism would be a bad thing for the country. Americans split on viewing economy as free market or government controlled. Oh, really? Well, okay, that's our work ground. Well, as if this could possibly be an accurate poll. Well, Gallup has had a lot of polling problems. They're not quite as credible as they've been. Now, this is from the article written by Mohammed. Washington, D.C., Americans today are more closely divided than they were earlier in the last century when asked whether some form of socialism would be a good or bad thing for the country. While 51% of the U.S. adults say socialism, see, this is a problem in his statistical analysis here. While 51% of the U.S. adults say socialism would be a bad thing for the country, 43% believe it would be a good thing. And those results contrast with a 1942 Roper Fortune survey that found 40% describing socialism as a bad thing and 25% a good thing and 34% not having an opinion because they probably didn't know what socialism was. Really? Seriously? I mean, really, what brought socialism to the fore was national socialism, known as Nazism. Oh, Adolf Hitler brought that. I mean, really, to the worldwide stage. I mean, like it or leave it, that's a fact. The biggest socialist on the planet was Adolf Hitler. Now, put that in your pipe and smoke. I'm sorry. Put that in your vape and smoke it. Good gosh. Why do you think Nazi means Nazi? National Socialist Party. Nazi. Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Nein, Führer. Nein, mein Führer. Anyway, more Americans now see socialism as a good thing for the country. Oh, you good Nazis out there. Don't you just love Adolf Hitler creeping back onto the worldwide scene after generations of, well, separation, right? This is the ninth of that. So they give a comparison view. 1942, when they really didn't know what socialism was, the country really did not know really what national socialism, Nazism was in 1940. I love it that they bring that number up because now we can tell facts about 1942. Most people in the United States had no clue what socialism was. And that's why that number, not in that, you can't refute the Roper Fortune survey, you know, done in 1942. It's been a historical document sitting around. That 34% didn't have an opinion about socialism. It's 40% describing socialism. In that report, 1942, 40% described socialism as a bad thing, 25% a good thing, and 34% just didn't have an opinion. This recent one doesn't say that about not opinion business. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's see here. It says 6% no opinion in this new poll. So a good thing in 1942, 25% said by the Roper report, 25% said nine, no, nada, niet. No socialism for you. And 43% said it's a good thing. I'm sorry, 25% said yes. Oui. See, get that right. And 43% in 2019 say yes. And then he comes up with this statistic. I love this. Percent change, 18% since 1942. Now, isn't that reaching? Isn't that reaching? Since 1940, good job, Muhammad. Bad thing, 40% in 1940. Bad thing, 2019, 51%. 11% change. No opinion. Ah, this has got no opinion business. See, this is what I'm saying. 34% in 1942 said no opinion, and 6% in 2019. A negative 28% change. Net good thing. Oh, net good thing. Yeah, here we go. Net good thing. Net good thing. See, no bias in this report. What's the net good thing? Plus 7 was the change. Wow. I talk about this is, I'm telling you, this is crazy math with data. It says the Roper Fortune Survey is one of the oldest trend questions measuring attitudes on socialism in the United States. Gallup's update of the question on April 17th and 30th. Survey finds Americans more likely to have an opinion on the matter now, as well as a smaller gap in the percentage calling socialism a bad thing versus a good thing. See? So any way we can call socialism a good thing incrementally here, that's the way socialists work. You know, it comes down to this. Right now I'm describing to you how they've taken the frog and they put it in the pot of water, and they're starting to heat it very slowly with these numbers, twisting the statistics in so many different ways to make it sound like it's a good thing. Oh, that's socialism. Can't you just feel it right now running around your body? Just that, what's that thing going around my neck? What's that? Yeah, that's socialism. Choking you to death. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, the poll is just amazing. Slanting. It's almost an encouragement. Socialism is here. Embrace it. I'm sorry. Let me turn the gas up a little bit on the water, you froggy you. Now, no, there's no leaping out of this pot. We're going to put just calm down. We're just going to turn it up a little bit more, and then we're going to put the cover on top of the pot for you. Make you feel a little bit more comfortable. You know what I mean? Yeah. Wow. You know, it's kind of interesting. This dossier thing, it's just not going to go away now, is it? For a while, anyway, it won't. Big article says, struck down by Andy. Now, this is something that goes into the Russia probe. Here we are again. We're being probative. Ooh, yes, we're being probative. For those of you who like to be probative, McCabe claimed he, not Mueller. Oh, listen to this. Says he made the decision to remove Strzok from Mueller team. Transcript. Ah, that bold McCabe guy. That bold McCabe and his wife. She's a real peach too. Definitely, they're all tied to the Clintons, by the way. Absolutely tied to the Clintons. Something about Clinton. The Clintons are keeping, they're keeping their hand. No matter if it's good publicity, bad publicity, it's all publicity for them, right? So McCabe says he, Andy McCabe, remember him? He made the decision to remove Strzok from the Mueller team. This is what a transcript says. Right. Right, we're going to see about that. I think we got some.
All right, remember when former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe actually wondered about this out loud?
Do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible. I think that's why we started our investigation, and I'm really anxious to see where Director Mueller concludes that.
And now McCabe standing by that decision, even after the no collusion report. Listen.
I think it validates the decisions that we made, certainly in July of 2016, to start the initial Russia-focused investigation. And then, of course, the decisions that we made in May of 2017 to include the president in that investigation personally. As you know, Rachel, the FBI, the standard for predication to open an investigation in the FBI is an articulable, factual basis to believe that a threat to national security might exist or that a federal crime might have been committed.
Really? Here to react is Dan Bongino, Fox News contributor, former Secret Service agent, author of the upcoming book Exonerated, and there's the cover. Dan, is McCabe right? He saw enough in July of 2016 to predicate an investigation as proven by the dossier, the Mueller report.
Notice the dance he does, okay? He says, here's our standard for opening an investigation. Okay, fine. Anybody can articulate a threat. They got this fake dossier. They probably knew it was fake. But they could always at least say, hey, we had something. Wink it or not, we didn't know it was fake till later. But notice what he leaves out. That is not the standard of evidence in the FISA court to get a warrant to spy on someone. It is probable cause of two things. That some subject out there is acting on behalf of a foreign government. Secondly, in violation of U.S. law. They had absolutely no probable cause that that happened. All they had was a dossier that had not been verified that, by the way, Andrew McCabe signed off on. I love the little dance he does all the time. And
don't you hate it when that happens? Something called probable cause in the FISA court. Totally different. I mean, clever wordsmithing by Mr. McCabe. And this is all going to go down for him, by the way. I just thought I'd throw that one out there. We'll get back to this.
And he pretends to play stupid, like he doesn't know that.
That's because, well, he is stupid, because he thinks we're stupid, and we can't sort it out.
And, McCabe, by the way, is uniquely liable in this as well, because he's also the guy who tells Marco Rubio in sworn testimony there was no effort to obstruct the investigation while he's opening up a case for obstruction against Donald Trump.
Don't you hate it when a plan comes together?
Listen to what James Clapper is saying. If it's not active, if the obstruction's not active, maybe it's passive. Listen to this.
Oh, God.
I think if there was an active collusion proven, then I think what we have here is a case of passive collusion, where in some cases, unwittingly, to include candidate Trump himself, who retweeted messages that had been planted by the Russians in social media.
They're just dying to get some sort of a collusion, right? Not active, but passive?
Well, we explained McCabe's liability in this way. I think he's wrong. Here's Clapper's problem. Clapper's clearly running because Clapper's told people on the record, Chuck Todd included, he has told them, you can watch the tape yourself, it's all out there, that there was no FISA. Matter of fact, Chuck Todd said to me, doubled down and said, there was no FISA, but if there was one, you would know it, right, Director Clapper? And he said, absolutely, definitely I would know it. So Jim Clapper was think about this, he's the DNI, Director of National Intelligence. He goes on national TV to say there was no FISA, wrong.
Well, what does that mean? Back up a second. So what do you mean there was no FISA?
He claimed there was no FISA warrant to spy on Carter Page or the Trump team. That is clearly, factually a lie. And then Todd asks him, well, if there was one, would you know about it? He says, yes, definitely. He was lying, or he was the worst DNI in the history. Right. Or he's the dumbest guy we've ever seen, and he didn't know there was a FISA. That's crazy.
And looking at this, it was a 15-month offensive to try to penetrate into the Trump campaign by the Russians. Yep. Whether it was Ivanka being invited to an economic council over in St. Petersburg, or it was a friend of a friend of a friend to try to get a hold of Jared Kushner, or it was Alpha Bank president trying to, on the behest of Vladimir Putin, to try to get some ties into the brand-new Trump administration.
Sure.
That's chronicled. In this.
Yeah, but absolutely. But that's not news that the Russians have tried to penetrate our political process. I mean, that's clearly old news. The question was, did the Trump campaign collude? And the answer
is no.
It's definitively no.
And the reason is they would never collude against their own country. I mean, the Trump people said no, no way, and they didn't. That's the problem. Mr. McCabe and Clapper and Comey and Loretta Lynch now all have. There was no there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts,
but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Now, isn't it interesting how the worms are squirming on the national scene? It's absolutely amazing. You know, all these people, McCabe and Clapper and Comey and Mueller, the list goes on. Everybody who was involved, Susan Rice, we can't forget about her. Loretta Lynch, oh, no, we can't forget about her either. Anybody that's associated with the Obama White House, and Hillary Clinton, of course, and Bill Clinton, they're all being investigated. And, you know, it's been happening for a long time. I do have to tell you that. I'm, you know, privy to certain information. This investigation has been going on for actually years. You got to remember there's a deep state, then there's the deeper state, and the deeper state's winning out here. That's the deep state that's being investigated by the deeper state, so to speak. You know, the corruption within our own federal government and also even the local and state governments, of course, look at California, is absolutely unbelievable, the size and scope of it. But it's built on a house of cards, and it's not anything constitutional. You know, really, if you build a house, you know, with good plans and everything and good materials, the house is going to last. If you build a house from a deck of cards, it's not going to last. And so what happens when you have a house built of the so-called deck of cards? And you pull out one of the strategic cards in the house, what happens? They all come down. And, yeah, the house collapses. You know, if you build a house on a terrible foundation, you know, the first earthquake that comes around, it's going to shake it down, right? That's kind of the way it is. And it's the same thing here. Bad planning, all this other stuff, it's all bad. Right? It's all bad. And that's what's happening to them. They're all bad as, well, going down. Finally, right? Popcorn and soda pop time for you. Okay, we got a... man, I can't believe where the hour is. Where does the time go? Anyway, I really appreciate your listenership. I want to tell you that. Also, all of you... wow, the new California Constitutional Convention is still reverberating in the minds of many. I'm still getting a lot of emails and things like that. And a lot of not push back, but push, pull on. Let's go. Push forward. That's what they want. And it's really interesting to see what's happening here with... New California in the development. So we're going to talk about that a little bit in the third hour. And, of course, we've got a lot of stuff coming up here in the second hour, so stay with us. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, You can email me, paul@a21r.com. Now, call-in lines in the third hour will be open. It's 215-867-8255. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.